Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Say hey to Kelly from Hampstead, New Hampshire.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kelly, you know how this works. We've got five trivia questions. It's all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Question number one, a Starbucks barista in Alabama was bitten by someone's pet monkey when it jumped from its owner's car into the drive-thru window. Which company was founded first, Starbucks or Dunkin'?
Dunkin'.
That's just not something you have on your bingo card when you clock in for your shift.
Question number two, 17 years ago today in 2008, Heath Ledger died of an accidental prescription drug overdose. He was only 28. He won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar posthumously for which role?
Joker.
Question number three, four men from Chile were arrested for the burglary of the home of Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. They broke in while he was playing an away game. Which city do the Bengals play in?
Boston, New England.
All right. The New England Bengals.
Yes. As long as you don't swear again, I don't care what answers you give.
No, I thought you said what city was... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said what city was a burglary. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Question number four. Comedian Trevor Noah is returning to host the Grammys. How much does a Grammy statue weigh? Is it 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or 15 pounds?
10 pounds.
And question number five, Uma Thurman is joining the cast of Dexter Resurrection. Uma Thurman has starred in 3 Quentin Tarantino movies. Can you name them?
Ooh. Yes.
Don't swear.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I know, but I can't name.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Just...
Oh, sorry.
Stop swearing.
Sorry.
You're going to get us fined.
Oh, my God. I like my job, Kelly. I'm not trying to lose it today.
Wait.
Okay?
Sorry.
Okay. Bye-bye. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kelly got 2 correct and an FCC fine for yours truly.
2 correct answers, 2 dump buttons.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah, it's super cheap, each one. Go ahead.
A Starbucks barista in Alabama was bitten by someone's pet monkey when it jumped from its owner's car into the drive-thru window. Which company was founded first, Starbucks or Dunkin'?
Dunkin'.
1950, Starbucks was 1971. Raise your hand if you've owned a pet monkey. I guess I'm the only one. Tied at 1. Question number 2. 17 years ago today in 2008, Heath Ledger died of an accidental prescription drug overdose. He was only 28. He won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar posthumously for which role?
Playing the Joker.
Tied at 2. Four men from Chile were arrested for the burglary of the home of Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. They broke in while he was playing an away game. Which city do the Bengals play in?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Sports.
Sports!
3-2. Comedian Trevor Noah is returning to host the Grammys. How much does a Grammy statue weigh? 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or 15 pounds?
I thought it was 8. I'll go with 10.
5 pounds is what I'm told by Dan.
Mm-hmm.
3-2. Question number 5. Uma Thurman has joined the cast of Dexter Resurrection. She has starred in 3 Quentin Tarantino movies. Can you name them all?
The Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Uh-huh. And?
Pulp Fiction.
There it is. Nice work, Ken.
Ooh, nicely done.
Nicely done. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kelly, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we really do appreciate you coming on to drop all those swear words so early in the morning on the air. Thank you.
She's just saying what everyone else is thinking. Yeah.
That'll wake you up more than any of the coffee I've had this morning.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Greg from Weymouth.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also, his 16-year-old daughter, Lucy, is in the car on their way to school.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure, Kennedy. Can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Now, Lucy, are you going to be helping your dad out, or are you just going to let him wing it on his own?
I'll try.
All right.
Yeah, she's probably going to know me, so let's be honest.
5 trivia questions. It's all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number 1. Die with a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars is still number 1 on the Hot 100. Who has more number 1s overall, Lady Gaga or Bruno Mars?
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Today is National Hot Sauce Day. Which hot sauce has the slogan, "I put that bleep on everything"?
Oh, that's, God, I can't remember.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
are you kidding me? All right, question number 3. Steve Perry is 76 today. He's the original lead singer of Journey. What is the very first line to arguably the most well-known rock song of all time, Don't Stop Believing?
Come on, Dad. Do it for the olds.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Question number 4. The Razzie nominations were announced yesterday. Joker, Folie à Deux, and Madame Web each led the way with 6 nominations. Who played the lead role in Madame Web?
I have no idea. Do you know?
No!
I don't know.
I think she was in it. I don't know that she was the lead, though, right? Question number 5. J.C. Sauzé, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick reunited for a Justin Timberlake show. The last NSYNC member who couldn't be there because he is currently on Broadway. Who was the missing member?
We're both pointing at each other. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Well, you guys are fun anyways.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Oh, man.
Greg and his daughter, Lucy, got 0 out of 5. That is a Mac.
Do that.
I'm going to need you to let that one go.
Yep, we don't do that.
I was talking with our former intern, Mac, via text yesterday, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's coming back.
He's coming back this summer. He's going to be our intern again.
Fantastic.
All right. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Sure.
Die with a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars is still number 1 on the Hot 100. Who has more number 1s overall, Lady Gaga or Bruno? Ooh.
Yeah. Lady Gaga.
Bruno Mars is a hit machine. He's got 9 of them.
The man has never missed in his career.
Never missed.
Lady Gaga has 6. 0-0. Today is National Hot Sauce Day. Which hot sauce has the slogan, I put that bleep on everything?
Frank's Red Hot.
Frank's. That is correct. 1-0. Steve Perry, 76 today, the original lead singer of Journey. What is the very first line to arguably the most well-known rock song of all time, Don't Stop Believing?
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
I'm going to deduct a half a point because you didn't sing it.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
All right, I'll give you that a half point back.
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Oh, now I'm going to have to deduct 2 points.
That had nothing to do with me.
2-0. Question
Worth
number
it.
4. The Razzie nominations were announced yesterday. Joker, Folie à Deux, and Madame Web each led with 6 nominations. Who played the lead role in Madame Web?
Chris Martin's girlfriend. Her name is Dakota Fanning. No.
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson.
And nobody saw that movie.
I actually watched it. It is really that bad. 2-0. Question number 5. J.C. Chazé, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick reunited for a Justin Timberlake show. The last NSYNC member couldn't be there because he's currently on Broadway. Who missed the show?
Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone. That is correct.
The only one who's got a job, apparently.
Yeah. Did Greg, Lucy, any of those answers sound familiar?
Yeah, no. I mean, yes, I should have got the Journey line, but no.
My favorite part was Lucy just yelling at her dad. Everyone needed to know. She's like, you should know that.
I should have known the Frank. This is hard in real time.
Well, we appreciate you guys listening and for calling in to play Campy Kennedy this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, I'm Greg, and I dropped off Lucy, but we cannot.
Oh, she's like, I can't be part of this anymore. We got a Mac.
I got to get out of this car.
Get me out of this car.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Chris from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Chris is driving down this morning to Boston for a work meeting. Couldn't have been an email, huh?
I'm sure it could have been.
No, these guys, we meet about once a quarter. They're from New York, so it should be an interesting get-together.
Do you rub it in their face about, like, New England sports whenever you meet with these people from New York? Or do you have to be kind to them because they're customers?
These are my co-workers, so I do my best. But Robert Kraft has driven the Patriot franchise down pretty quickly.
I was
who are you bragging on exactly?
Just pivot to basketball. Yeah. Celtics are the reigning champions.
Yeah, that's all you got to do, Celtics.
Exactly.
All right, well, you kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Besides, the Jets and the Giants both suck, too, so it's fine.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. It was 15 years ago today in 2010 that Conan O'Brien accepted NBC's $45 million buyout and made his final appearance as the host of The Tonight Show. Who took over for Conan as host?
Who took over for Conan? We're getting technical here, but I would say it was Jay Leno.
Yes. Question number 2. Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is already in the works for 2027. In the old Sonic games, what could you collect to boost your health?
Coins.
Question number 3. Ariana Grande and Mandy Moore both like to post shading Carrie Underwood's performance at the inauguration. Which hit TV show did Mandy Moore star in as Rebecca Pearson?
This is Us.
Kanye West is helping his 11-year-old daughter, North, record her debut album. And he says, quote, this little girl made me love music again. Which city is Conway from, even naming his third child after the city?
Chicago.
And question number five, Guy Fieri, turning 57 today. Name Guy's longest running Food Network show that has been airing since 2007.
Diners, Drives In, and Dives It.
One more time. Hold on.
Yeah, one more time. A little cleaner.
Yeah. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Not bad, Chris.
I think you got there.
Really?
Yep. Kennedy?
Hi.
Chris from Hudson, New Hampshire got 4 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
Yes, that was very good. These are extremely difficult, though, Kennedy.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
15 years ago today in 2010, Conan O'Brien accepted NBC's $45 million payout and made his final appearance as the host of The Tonight Show. Who took over for Conan as host?
Of the what?
The Tonight Show. Remember they paid him $45 million to go away?
I do. Was that when the Jimmy Kimmels and the Jimmy Fallons came in? I don't know. Jimmy Fallon?
Jay Leno.
Really?
Yeah, remember?
No, I don't, obviously.
They kind of forced Jay Leno out.
I remember that part.
And then they gave Conan O'Brien $45 million to go away, and then Jay Leno came back.
Wow.
Would you guys take that offer if they said $45 million to go away?
Yes, I take $45.
Okay,
I'm begging to go away for that kind of money.
Sal, buy me some pizza and I'll leave forever. 1-0 for Chris. Question number two. Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is already in the works for 2027, Kennedy. In the old Sonic games, what could you collect to boost your health? I thought you were a Sonic girl.
I was.
Or maybe that's the restaurant.
No. I mean, you pick up the rings.
That is it. Tied at 1.
Yes, rings, not coins, Chris.
In my head they look like rings, like coins, but no, they're rings.
Question number 3. Ariana Grande and Mandy Moore both liked a post shading Carrie Underwood's performance at the inauguration. Which hit TV show did Mandy star in as Rebecca Pearson?
This Is Us.
2-2. Question number 4. Kanye West is helping his 11-year-old daughter North record her debut album, and he says, and I quote, "This little girl made me love music again." Which city is Kanye from, even naming his third child after the city?
Chicago.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. Guy Fieri turns 57 today. Name his long-running Food Network show. It has been airing, it's his longest running, been airing since 2007.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I thought you had me, buddy.
I did too.
Just like the Patriots, you lose.
That's a tough one. Sonic and the rings.
I was so close. I was thinking
Mario.
Mario, yeah. I got you.
Hey, I think I do a good Mario impression. Can I do it for 2 seconds?
Yeah, hang on. Let me turn down the music so we get the full. All right, this is Chris from Hudson, New Hampshire doing Mario.
And my wife thinks it's really bad, so let's see, you guys are judges. Hey, it's me. I'm a Mario. How are you doing? To make some pizza.
Oh, that's not good.
My name's Abadat. That's what it sounded like. It didn't sound like Mario.
Well, I guess it's me, Mario.
Now, that was good. It's the sexy time. It's more. Next time, tell people you can do a Borat impersonation and do that.
You sound like you were going to say Kazakhstan is the greatest nation in the world.
Kamala.
My name is Chris from Hudson, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.